The Proclamation by Joseph Alline, 1634 to 1668. If God's word is compared to a sword, Hebrews 4 verse 12 and Ephesians 6 verse 17, then surely it is a great and heavy two-handed sword. Not many men have been able to wield its heft as a whole, as Joseph Alline does in this piece, which also goes by the title, The Gospel in a Map. Here, all the promises of God are concentrated into a tender letter to his beloved people. The result is a powerful physic to the ailing or discouraged soul. One would be hard-pressed to find more comforting material to hear read to them during an illness or on one's deathbed. The voice of the herald before the great king. O all ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, come, see and hear. Gather yourselves together under the proclamation of the great king. Hear, you that are afar off, and you that are near. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Let every valley be exalted, and every mountain be made low, for the glory of the Lord is to be revealed. Go through the gates, prepare the way, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up the standard for the people. For the Lord proclaims salvation to the ends of the earth. Tidings, tidings, O ye captives. Hear, all ye that look for salvation in Israel. Behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. Blessed news, prepare your ears and hearts. The Lord hath commanded me, saying, go unto the people, and sanctify them. Let them wash, and be ready. For the Lord is coming down upon Mount Zion, in the sight of all nations, not in earthquakes and fire, not in clouds and darkness, not in thunderings or burnings, rending the mountains and breaking the rocks in pieces. He speaks not to you out of blackness and darkness and tempests. You shall say no more, let not God speak to us lest we die. He comes peaceably. The law of kindness is in his mouth. He preaches peace, peace to him that is afar off and to him that is near. Behold how he cometh, leaping upon the mountains. He hath passed Mount Ebal. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 12 through 13. No more wrath or cursing. He has come to Mount Gerizim, where he stands to bless the people. As Mordecai to his nation, he writes the words of truth and peace, seeking the welfare of his people and speaking peace to all his seed. Behold how he cometh, clothed with flames of love, with bowels of compassion, plenteous redemption, and multiplied pardons. Hearken therefore, O ye children, hearken to me. To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the joyful sound, the trump of jubilee, the tidings of peace, in the voice of the everlasting gospel, you fall down before the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. Arise and come away. Prepare you. Hear not with an uncircumcised ear. You are not upon a common thing. Behold, the throne is set, the throne of grace, where majesty and mercy dwell together. From thence will the Lord meet you. From thence will he commune with you. From the mercy seat, from between the cherubims, upon the ark of the testimony, Lo, the Lord cometh out of his pavilion, the mighty God from Zion. His glory covers the heavens, the earth is full of his praise. A fire of love goes before him, mercy and truth round about him. Righteousness and peace are the habitation of his throne. He rides on his horses and chariots of salvation. The covenant of life and peace is in his mouth. Rejoice, ye heavens. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Let the sea roar, the floods clap their hands, and the multitudes of the isles rejoice. Stand forth, the host of heaven. Prepare your harps. Cast down your crowns. Be ready with your trumps. Bring forth your golden vials full of odors. For our voice will jar, our strings will break. We cannot reach the note of our Maker's praise. Yet let them that dwell in the dust arise and sing. Bear your part in this glorious service, but consider and attend. Call out your souls and all that is within you. Lift up your voices, fix your eyes, enlarge your hearts, extend all their powers. There's work for them all. Be intent and serious. You cannot strain too high. Come forth, ye graces, beset the way. Be all in readiness. Stand forth, faith and hope. Flame, O love. Come, ye warm desires, and break with longing. Let fear, with all veneration, do its obeisance. Joy, prepare thy songs. Call up all the daughters of music to salute the Lord as he passes by. Let the generation of the saints appear and spread the way with bows and garments of salvation and songs of deliverance. Ye stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains, your elders, your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the stranger that is within thy camp, from the hewer of wood to the drawer of water, that thou shouldst enter into covenant with the Lord thy God, Deuteronomy 29, verses 10 through 13, and into his oath, which the Lord thy God makes with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, that he may be unto thee a God, and as he hath said unto thee, and as he hath sworn. I have done my errand. The messenger of the morning disappears when the eastern sun comes forth out of his chambers. I vanish. I put my mouth in the dust. The voice of the Lord, the soft and still voice. O my soul, wrap thy face in the mantle and bow thyself to the ground, and put thee into the cleft of the rock while Jehovah proclaims his name and makes all his goodness to pass before thee. The voice of the Lord. Hear, O ye ends of the earth, the mighty God, the Lord hath spoken. Gather my saints unto me, those that have a covenant with me by sacrifice. Psalm 1, verses 1 and 5. Behold, I establish my covenant between me and you. Genesis 17, verse 7. By my holiness have I sworn that I will be your covenant friend. I lift up my hand to heaven. I swear I live forever. And because I live, you shall live also. John 14, verse 19. I will be yours, yours to all intents and purposes, your refuge and your rest. Jeremiah 31, verse 25, Psalm 90, verse 1, and Psalm 46, verse 1. Your patron and your portion, Psalm 73, verse 26. Your heritage and your hope, your God and your guide, Psalm 48, verse 14. While I have, you shall never want, and what I am to myself, I will be to you. Psalm 34, verses 9 and 10. And you shall be my people. Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6. A chosen generation, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a peculiar treasure, unto me above all people. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I call heaven and earth to witness this day that I take you for mine forever. My name shall be upon you, and you shall be pillars in the temple of your God, and shall go no more out. Revelation 3, verse 12. My livery shall you wear, and the stamp of my own face shall you carry. Ezekiel 36, verses 25 and 26, and Ephesians 4, verse 24. And I will make you my witnesses in the epistles of Christ unto the world. Isaiah 44, verse 8, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 3. And you shall be chosen vessels to bear my name before the sons of men. Acts 9, verse 15. And that you may see that I am in earnest with you, lo, I make with you an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. 2 Samuel 23, verse 5. And do hereby solemnly deliver it to you as my act and deed, sealed with sacred blood. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25. Come, ye blessed, receive the instrument of our salvation. Here are the conveyances of the kingdom. Fear not, the donation is free and full. See, it is written in blood, founded on the all-sufficient merits of your surety. Hebrews 9, verse 18. In whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3, verse 17. Whose death makes this testament unchangeable forever. Hebrews 9, verses 12, 14, 16, and 26. So that your names can never be put out, nor your inheritance alienated, nor your legacies diminished. Nothing may be altered, nothing added, nothing subtracted. No, not forever. Galatians 3, verses 15 through 17. Happy art thou, O Israel! Who is like unto thee, O people? Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. Only believe and know your own blessedness. Attend, O my children, unto the blessing of your Father, and hear and know the glorious immunities and the royal prerogatives that I here confirm upon you. Here I seal you your pardons. Though your sins be as the sands and as mighty as the mountains, I will drown them in the depth of my bottomless mercies. Micah 7, verse 19. I will be merciful unto your unrighteousness. I will abundantly pardon. Hebrews 8, verse 12. Isaiah 55, verse 7. Where your sins have abounded, my grace shall superabound. As though they be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1, verse 18. Behold, I declare myself satisfied and pronounce you absolved. Job 33, verse 24. The price is paid. Your debts are cleared. Your bonds are canceled. Colossians 2, verses 13 through 14. Whatever the law or conscience or the accuser hath to charge upon you, here I exonerate you. I discharge you. I am he that blotteth out your transgressions for my name's sake. Isaiah 45, verse 25. Who shall lay anything to your charge when I acquit you? Who shall impeach or implead you when I proclaim you guiltless? Romans 8, verses 33 through 34. Sons, daughters, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12, and Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. I will sprinkle your consciences and put the voice of peace into your mouths. Ezekiel 36, verse 25, Hebrews 4, verse 14, Isaiah 57, verse 19. They shall be your registers in which I will record your pardon, and the voice of guile and wrath and terror shall cease. Hebrews 10, verse 22, Isaiah 27, verses 4 through 5. Here I sign your release from the house of bondage. Romans 6, verses 17 through 18, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 21. Come forth, ye captives, come forth, ye prisoners of hope, for I have found a ransom. Job 33, verses 18 and 24. I proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 42, verse 7. Behold, I have broken your bonds, shaken the foundations of your prisons, and opened the iron gates. Acts chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. By the blood of the covenant have I sent forth the prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. Zechariah 9, verse 11. Arise, O redeemed of the Lord. Put off the raiment of your captivities. Deuteronomy 21, verse 13. Arise and come away. The dark and noisome prison of sin shall no longer detain you. John 8, verses 34 through 36. I will loose your fetters and knock off your bolts. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans 6, verse 14. I will heal your backslidings. I will subdue your iniquities. Micah 7, verse 19. Jeremiah 3, verse 12. I will sanctify you wholly or completely. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 23 through 24. And put my fear in your hearts, that you shall not depart from me. Jeremiah 32, verse 40. Though your corruptions be strong and many, yet the aids of my spirit, the cleansing virtue of my blood, and the physic of my correction shall so work together with your prayers and endeavors, as that they shall not finally prevail against you, but surely fall before you. Ezekiel 36, verse 37, Ephesians 5, verse 29, Isaiah 27, verse 9. From the strong and loathsome prison of the grave do I deliver you. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. My beloved shall not ever see corruption. Psalm 16, verse 10, Hosea 13, verse 14. I will change your rottenness into glory and make your dust arise and praise me. Daniel 12, verses 2 through 3, Isaiah 26, verse 19. What is sown in weakness, I will raise in power. What is sown in corruption, I will raise in incorruption. What is sown a natural body, I will raise a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 42 through 44. This very flesh of yours, this corruptible flesh, shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53. Death shall be swallowed up in victory, and mortality of life. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 4, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54. Fear not, O my children. Come, and I will show you the enemy that you dreaded. See, here lies the king of terrors, like Sisera in the tent, fastened to the ground with the nails struck through his temples. Behold, the grateful present, the head of your enemy in a charger. I bequeath you your conquered adversary, and make over death as your legacy. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 22. O death, where is thy sting? Where now is thine armor wherein thou trusted? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55. Come, my people, enter into your chambers. Isaiah 26, verse 20. Come to your beds of dust, and lay you down in peace, and let your flesh rest in hope. Isaiah 57, verse 2. For even in this flesh shall you see God. Psalm 16, verse 9. Job 19, verses 25 through 27. O ye slain of death, I will redeem you from the power of the grave. Psalm 49, verse 15. And fashion those vile bodies like unto the glorious body of your exalted Redeemer. Philippians 3, verse 21. Look, if you can, on the sun when shining in his strength. With such dazzling glory will I clothe you, O ye of little faith. Matthew 13, verse 43. From the terrible dungeon of eternal darkness, I do hereby free you. Fear not, you shall not be hurt by the second death. Revelation 2, verse 11. You are delivered from the wrath to come, and shall never come into condemnation. Romans 8, verse 1. The flames of Tophet shall not be able to singe the hairs of your head. No, nor the smell of the fire pass upon you. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 10, John 5, verse 24, Daniel 3, verse 27. Stand upon the brink and look down into the horrible pit, the infernal prison from whence I have freed you. Do you see how the smoke of their torments ascendeth forever? Revelation 14, verse 11. Do you hear the cursings and ravings, the roarings and blasphemies? Matthew 25, verse 30. What do you think of those hellish fiends? Would you have been willing to have had them for your companions and tormentors? Matthew 25, verse 41. What do you think of those chains of darkness, or of the rivers of brimstone, of the instruments of torment for soul and body, of those weepings and wailings and gnashings of teeth? Matthew 8, verse 12. Can you think of an everlasting banishment of go, ye cursed? Could you dwell with everlasting? Could you abide with devouring fire? Isaiah 33, verse 14. This is the inheritance you were born to. Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3. But I have cut off the entail and wrought for you a great salvation. I have not appointed you to wrath. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. But my thoughts towards you are the thoughts of peace. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Here I deliver you, your protection. From all your enemies I will save you. 2 Kings 17, verse 39. I grant you a protection from the arrests of the law. Your surety hath fully answered it. Galatians 3, verse 13. Romans 10, verse 4. My justice is satisfied. My wrath is pacified. My honor is repaired. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 19 through 20. Behold, I am near that justify you. Isaiah 50, verse 8. Who is he that shall condemn you? I will tread Satan shortly under you. Romans 16, verse 20. And I will set your feet in triumph upon the necks of your enemies. Let not your hearts be troubled, though you must wrestle with principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. Ephesians 6, verse 12. For stronger is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4, verse 4. He may bruise your head, or he may bruise your heel, but you shall bruise his head. Genesis 3, verse 15. Behold your Redeemer, leading captivity captive, spoiling principalities and powers, and triumphing over them openly in his cross. Colossians 2 verse 15. See how Satan falls like lightning from heaven, Luke 10 verse 18, and the Samson of your salvation bears away the gates of hell, posts and all, upon his shoulders, and sets them up as trophies of his victory. How he pulls out the throat of the lion and lifts up the heart of the traitor upon the top of his spear, and washes his hands and dye his robes in the blood of those your enemies. Isaiah 63:1-3. Neither its frowns nor its flatteries shall be too hard for your victorious faith. 1 John 5:4. Galatians 1:4. Though it raise up Egypt and Amalek and Moab against you, yet it shall never keep you out of Canaan. Be of good comfort. Your Lord hath overcome the world. John 16:33. Though its temptations be very powerful, yet this upon my faithfulness will I promise you, that none shall I come upon you, but what you shall be able to bear. 1 Corinthians 10:13. But if I see such trials, which you fear, would be too hard for your graces and overthrow your souls, I will never allow them to come upon you. Nay, I will make your enemy to serve you, and do bequeath the world as part of your dowry to you. 1 Corinthians 3:22. Afflictions shall prove a wholesome cup to you. Psalm 119:71. Your Lord hath drunk the venom in his own body, and what remains for you is but a healthful potion, which, I promise, shall work for your good. Romans 8:28. Be not afraid to drink, nor desire the cup should pass from you. I bless the cup before I give it unto you. Job 5:17. Drink you all of it, and be thankful. Matthew 26:26-27. You shall find my blessing at the bottom of the cup to sweeten the sharpest afflictions to you. James 1:12 and 5:11 and Psalm 94:12. I will stand by you in all conditions and be a fast friend to you in every change. Isaiah 43:2. In the wilderness I will speak comfortably to you. Hosea 2:14. And in the fire and in the water I will be with you. I will be a strength to the poor and a strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm and a shadow from the heat. Isaiah 25:4. When the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall, your sufferings shall not be a cup of wrath, but a grace cup. Not a curse, but a cure. Not a cup of trembling, but a cup of blessing to you. Hebrews 12:6-8. They shall not hurt you, but heal you. Psalm 119:67. My blessing shall attend you in every condition. Genesis 26:3. I say, not only blessed shall you be in your basket and blessed in your store, but blessed shall you be in your poverty. Genesis 28:15. And blessed shall you be in your straits. Not only blessed shall you be in your cities, and blessed shall you be in your fields, but blessed shall you be in your bonds, and blessed shall you be in your banishment. Matthew 19:29-30 and 1 Peter 3:14. Blessed shall you be when you are persecuted, and when you are reviled, and your name is cast out as evil. Yea, then, doubly blessed. Matthew 5:10-12. My choicest blessings, greatest good, and richest sweets will I put into your evil things. 1 Peter 4:13-14 and Luke 6:20-22. These happy immunities, these glorious liberties of the sons of God, by this immutable charter, I do forever settle upon you. Yea, I will not only free you from your miseries, but will confer upon you royal privileges and prerogatives. and instate you into higher and greater happiness than ever you have fallen from. Lo, I give myself to you, and all things with myself. Behold, O ye sons of men, behold and wonder. Be astonished, O heavens, be moved, ye strong foundations of the earth, for you shall be my witness. This day do I, by covenant, bestow myself upon my servants. Genesis 17, verse 7. I will be your God forever and ever. Psalm 48, verse 14, Jeremiah 32, verse 38, Revelation 21, verse 3. Your own God, Psalm 67, verse 6. Nothing in the world is so much your own as I. The houses that you have built, that you have bought, are not so much yours as I am. Here, you are tenants at will, but I am your internal inheritance. Psalm 16, verse 5, and Numbers 18, verse 20. These are loans for a season, but I am your dwelling place in all generations. Psalm 90, verse 1. You have nowhere so great a propriety, so sure and unalterable a claim as you have here. What do you count your own? Do you count your bodies as your own? Your souls as your own? Nay, these are not your own. They are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20. But you may boldly make your claim to me. You may freely challenge an interest in me. Jeremiah 3, verse 19, Isaiah 63, verse 16. Come near and fear not. Where should you be free, if not with your own? Where should you be bold, if not at home? You were never in all the world so much at home as when you are with me. You may freely call on me whenever you have need. Psalm 100, verse 5, Jeremiah 49, verse 11, Psalm 145, verse 18. I will be all to you that you can wish. I will be a friend to you. Isaiah 41, verse 8, James 2, verse 23. My secrets shall be with you. Psalm 25, verse 14, John 15, verse 15. And you shall have all freedom and access to me, and liberty to pour out all your hearts into my bosom. Ephesians 3, verse 12, and Hebrews 4, verse 16. I will be a physician to you. I will heal your backslidings and cure all your diseases. Hosea 14, verse 4, and Psalm 53, verse 3. Fear not, never did any soul sink that left itself in my hands, and would but follow my prescriptions. I will be a shepherd to you, Psalm 23, verse 1, and Psalm 80, verse 1. Do not be afraid of evil tidings, for I am with you. My rod and my staff shall comfort you. You shall not suffer or want, for I will feed you. I will cause you to lie down in green pastures and lead you beside the still waters. Psalm 23. I will gather you with mine arm and carry you in my bosom, and will lead on softly as the flock and the children will be able to endure. Isaiah 40, verse 11, Genesis 33, 13 through 14. If officers be careless, I will do the work myself. I will judge between cattle and cattle. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and bind up that which was broken, and strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and will feed them with judgment. Ezekiel 34, verses 2 through 4, and verses 16 and 17. I watch over my flock by night. Isaiah 27, verse 3. Behold, I have appointed my ministers as your watchmen and overseers that watch for your souls. Hebrews 13, verse 17, and Acts 20, verse 28. Yea, mine angels shall be your guardians and shall keep a constant guard upon my flock. Daniel 3 verse 28 and 6 verse 22. And if, peradventure, the servants should sleep, Psalm 34 verse 7, Matthew 13 verses 25 and 27, mine own eyes shall keep a perpetual watch over you by night and by day. Genesis 28 verse 15, Psalm 33 verse 18, 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. The keeper of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps, Psalm 121 verses 3 through 4, nor withdraws his eyes from the righteous, Job 36 verse 7. I will guide you with mine eye. I will never trust you out of mine own sight, Psalm 32 verse 8. I will be a sovereign to you. The Lord is your judge. The Lord is your lawgiver. The Lord is your king. Isaiah 33 verse 22. Fear not the unrighteousness of men. I will judge your cause. I will defend your rights. Deuteronomy 32 verse 36 and Psalm 140 verse 12 and Psalm 9 verse 4. You shall not stand at man's bar. You shall not be cast at their vote. Let them curse. I will bless. Let them condemn. I will justify. When you come upon trial for your lives to have your eternal state decided, you shall see your friend, your father, upon the bench. Psalm 1 verse 6 and Ecclesiastes 3 verses 16 through 17. Into my hands shall your cause be cast, and you shall surely stand in judgment and be found at the right hand among the sheep. And hear the king say, come, ye blessed, inherit the kingdom. Matthew 25 verses 33 through 34 and Matthew 10 verse 32. I will be a husband to you, Isaiah 54 verse 5. In loving kindness and in mercies will I betroth you unto me forever, Hosea 2 verses 19 through 20. I will espouse your interest and will be as one with you and you with me, John 17 verse 11, verses 22 and 23, 1 John 4 verses 15 through 16, and Revelation 21 verse 3. You shall be for me and not for another, and I also will be for you. Hosea 3 verse 3. Though I found you as a helpless infant, exposed in its blood, all your unworthiness does not discourage me. Lo, I have looked upon you and spread my skirt over you and put my comeliness upon you. Moreover, I enter into covenant with you, and you shall be mine. Ezekiel 16, verses 4 through 10. Behold, I do, as it were, put myself out of my own power, and do here solemnly, in this, my marriage covenant, make away myself to you. Jeremiah 24, verse 7, 30, verses 21 through 22, 31, verses 33 through 34. And with myself all things. Romans 8 verse 32, Revelation 21 verse 7. I will be an everlasting portion to you. Ezekiel 44 verse 28, Jeremiah 51 verse 19, Psalm 119 verse 57. Lift up now your eyes eastward and westward and northward and southward. Have ye not a worthy portion, a goodly heritage? Can you cast up your riches or count your own happiness? Can you fathom immensity or reach omnipotency or comprehend eternity? All this is yours. I will set open all my treasures to you. I will keep back nothing from you. All the attributes in the Godhead and all the persons in the Godhead do I hereby make over to you. I will be yours in all my essential perfections and in all my personal relations. My eternity shall be the date of your happiness. I am the eternal God, and while I am, I will be life and blessedness to you. Psalm 29, verses 10 through 11, Psalm 146, verse 10, 1 Timothy 1, verse 17, 1 Peter 5, verse 10. I will be a never-failing fountain of joy and peace and bliss unto you. Psalm 36, verses 7 through 9 and 16, verse 11. I am the first and the last that was and is to come. And mine eternal power and Godhead shall be bound to you. Isaiah 35, verse 10, Jeremiah 32, verse 40. I will be your God, your father, your friend, while I have any being. Isaiah 9, verse 6, Jeremiah 31, verse 9. Therefore fear not, for the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. My durable riches and righteousness shall be yours. Proverbs 8, verse 10. Though all should forsake you, yet will I not forsake you. When the world and all that is therein shall be burnt up, I will be a standing portion for you. When you are forgotten among the dead, with everlasting loving kindness will I remember you. Hebrews 13, verse 5, Psalm 27, verse 10, Isaiah 54, verse 10. My unchangeableness is the rock of your rest. Malachi 3, verse 6, Psalm 62, verses 6 through 7, and Psalm 92, verse 15. When the world is like the troubled ocean round about you, here you may fix and settle. I am your resting place. Jeremiah 50, verse 6, 2 Chronicles 14, verse 11. The immutability of my nature, my counsel, and my covenant are a foothold for your faith and a firm foundation for your strong and everlasting consolation. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19, Hebrews 6, verses 17 through 18. When you are afflicted and tossed with tempests and not comforted, Isaiah 54, verse 11. Put into me, I am a haven of hope. I am a harbor of rest for you. Here cast your anchors, and you shall never be moved. Jeremiah 17, verses 13 and 17, Psalm 46, verses 1 through 5, Psalm 125, verse 1. My omnipotency shall be your guard. I am God Almighty, your Almighty Protector, your Almighty Benefactor. Genesis 15, verse 1, and Genesis 17, verses 1 through 8. What? Though your enemies are many, Psalm 25, verse 19, more are they that are with you than they that are against you. For I am with you. Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8, 2 Kings 6, verse 16. What? Though they are mighty? Well, they are not almighty. Your Father is greater than all, and none shall pluck you out of my hands. John 10, verse 28. Who can hinder my power or obstruct my salvation? Isaiah 43, verse 13, Daniel 4, verse 35, 2 Peter 2, verse 9. Who is like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven for your help, and in his excellency on the sky? I am the sword of your defense, the shield of your excellency. Deuteronomy 33, verses 26 through 29. I am your rock and your fortress, your deliverer, your strength, the horn of your salvation, and your high tower. Psalm 18, verse 2. I will maintain you against all the power of the enemy. You shall never sink if omnipotency can support you. 1 Peter 1, verse 5, Isaiah 41, verse 10, Hebrews 7, verse 25, and Hebrews 9, verse 24. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Your enemies shall find hard work of it. They shall overcome victory or enervate omnipotency, or corrupt fidelity or change immutability, or else they cannot finally prevail against you. Either shall they bow or break. Revelation 3 verse 9, Isaiah 66 verse 4. Though they should exalt themselves as the eagle, though they should set their nest among the stars, even there will I bring them down, saith the Lord. Obadiah 1 verse 4, Jeremiah 49 verse 16. My faithfulness shall be your security, Psalm 89 verses 33 through 35. My truth, yea, my oath, shall fail if ever you come of losers by me. Isaiah 54, 9 through 10, Mark 10, 29 through 30. I will cause you to confess when you see the issue of all my providence, that I was a God worthy to be trusted, worthy to be believed, worthy to be rested in and relied upon. Psalm 34, verses 4 through 6 and 8, Psalm 84, verse 12, Psalm 146, verse 5, Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8, and Psalm 22, verses 4 through 5. If you walk not in my judgments, you must look for the rod, and you shall see that I am not in jest with you, nor will indulge you in your sins. Psalm 89, verses 30 through 32. Amos 3, verse 2, 1 Samuel 12, verse 15, 1 Peter 4, verse 17. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I never take from you, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. My mercies shall be your store, Isaiah 63, verse 7, and Psalm 119, verse 41. I am the Father of mercies, and such a Father I will be to you. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3. I am the fountain of mercies, and this fountain shall be ever open unto you. Psalm 36 verse 9, Revelation 21 verse 6. My mercies are very many, and they shall be multiplied towards you. Nehemiah 9 verse 17, Isaiah 55 verse 7. Very great, and they shall be magnified upon you. 1 Chronicles 21, verse 13, Genesis 19, verse 19. Very sure, and this shall be forever sure to you. Isaiah 22, verse 23. Very tender, they shall be infinitely tender of you. Psalm 119, verse 156, and Psalm 103, verse 4. Though the fig tree do not blossom, nor the vine bear, nor the flock bring forth, fear not, for my compassions fail not. Habakkuk 3, verses 17 through 18, Lamentations 3, verse 22. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your lives. Psalm 23, verse 6. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, but I will not turn away from you to do you good. Jeremiah 32, verse 40. I swear that I will show you the kindness of God, 1 Samuel 20, verses 14 through 15 and 17. I can as soon forget to be God as forget to be gracious, Psalm 77, verse 9. While my name is Jehovah, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, I will never forget to show mercy to you. Psalm 103, verse 17, and Psalm 34, verses 6 through 7. All my ways toward you shall be mercy and truth. Psalm 25, verse 10. I have sworn that I would not be wroth with you, nor rebuke you, for the mountains shall depart, and the hills be moved. But my kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on you. My omniscience shall be your overseer. Mine eyes shall be ever open, observing your wants to relieve them, and your wrongs to avenge them. 1 Peter 3, verse 12, and Exodus 3, verse 7. Mine ears shall always be open to hear the prayers of my poor, the cries of mine oppressed, the clamors, the calumnies, and reproaches of your enemies. Psalm 34, verse 5, Exodus 2, verses 24 through 25, Zephaniah 2, verses 8 through 10. Surely I have seen your affliction and known your sorrows, and shall not God avenge his own elect? I will avenge them speedily, Luke 18, verses 7 through 8. I see the secret plots and designs of your enemies against you, Jeremiah 18, verse 23, and will disannul their counsels, Isaiah 8, verse 10, Isaiah 29, verses 14 through 15, Psalm 33, verse 10. I see your secret integrity and the uprightness of your heart towards me, while the carnal and censorious world condemns you as hypocrites, Job chapter 1, verses 8 through 11, and 2 Chronicles 15, verse 17. Your secret prayers, fasts, and tears, which the world knoweth not of, I observe them, and I record them. Matthew 6, verse 6, Matthew verses 17, or 6, verses 6, 17, and 18, and Acts 10 through 4, or 10, verse 4. Your secret care to please me, your secret pains with your own hearts, your secret self-searching and self-denial, I see them all, and your Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward them openly. Matthew 25, verses 34 through 36, 2 Chronicles 34, verse 27. My wisdom shall be your counselor. If any lacks wisdom, let him ask of me, and it shall be given him. James 1, verse 5. I will be your deliverer. When you are in darkness, I will be a light to you. I will make your way plain before you. Isaiah 42, verse 16, and Isaiah 57, verse 14. You are short-sighted, but I will be eyes to you. Isaiah 42, verses 6 through 7, and Isaiah 49, verse 6. I will watch over you to bring upon you all the good I have promised. Jeremiah 31, verse 28, Jeremiah 32, verses 41 through 42. And to keep off all the evil you fear, or at least turn it into good. Psalm 91, verses 10 and 14, Jeremiah 24, verse 5. You shall have food in its season, and your medicine in its season. Mercies, afflictions, and everything suitable, all in their season. Psalm 23, verses 2 through 3, 1 Peter 1, verse 6, Isaiah 26, verses 7 through 9. I will outwit your enemies and make their oracles to speak but folly. Isaiah 19, verses 11 through 15. The old serpent shall not deceive you. I will acquaint you with his devices. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. The deceitful hearts you fear shall not undo you. I will reveal their wiles. I know how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished. 2 Peter 2, verse 9. Trust in me with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3, verse 5. I am God who performs all things for you. Psalm 57, verse 2. I will forfeit the reputation of my wisdom if I do not make you to acknowledge when you see the purpose of the Lord. James 5, verse 11. Though at present you wonder at and do not understand the meaning of my proceedings, that all my works are in weight, in number, in time, and in order. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 14. If I do not cause you to cry out, manifold are your works, in wisdom have you made them all. Psalm 33, verse 4, Psalm 104, verse 24, Psalm 145, verse 10. My justice shall be your revenger and rewarder. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 6, 2 Timothy 4 verse 8. Fear not to approach. Fury is not in me. Isaiah 27 verse 4. My justice is not only appeased towards you, but engaged for you. I am so fully satisfied in the sacrifice of my beloved Son that justice itself, which was as a flaming sword drawn against you, now greatly befriends you. And that which was an amazing, confounding terror shall now become your relief and consolation. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 16 through 17, Ecclesiastes 5 verse 8, Psalm 96 verses 10 through 14, Psalm 97 verse 1, Psalm 99 verse 1. Under all your oppressions, here shall your refuge be, Psalm 6 verse 9, Psalm 103 verse 6. Let me know your grievances, and my justice will right your wrongs and reward your services. Psalm 146 verse 7, Hebrews 6 verse 10. You may conclude upon your pardons, conclude upon your crowns, conclude upon reparation for all your injustices, and all from the sweet consideration of my justice, the thought of which to others is as the horror of the shadow of death. If you sin, despair not. Remember, I am just to forgive you. 1 John 1 verse 9. If you are at any pains or cost for me, do not count it as lost, for I am not unrighteous to forget you. I am the righteous judge who is laid up for you and will set upon you the crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy 4 verse 8. Are you reviled, persecuted, or defamed? Do not forget that I am righteous to render tribulation to those who trouble you. 1 Peter 2 verse 23. And to you who are troubled, rest in me. Though all your services and sufferings do not deserve the least good at my hands, yet, as I have freely passed my promise to reward them, so I will as justly keep it. My omnipresence shall be company for you. 1 Chronicles 22 verse 18, Joshua 1 verses 5 and 9, Isaiah 41 verse 10. Surely, I will be with you to bless you, Genesis 26 verse 24. No bolts, no bars, no bonds, nor banishment shall remove you from me, nor keep my presence and the influences of heaven from you, Genesis 39 verses 21 and 23. I am always with you, Matthew 28 verse 20. In your darkest nights, in your deepest dangers, I am close at hand. A very present help in the time of trouble. Psalm 46 verse 1 and Psalm 34 verse 18. I am not a God who is afar off or asleep or on a journey when you need my counsel, my ear, or my aid. I am always near unto those who fear me. No Patmos, no prison shall hinder the presence of my grace from you. Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, Acts 16, verses 25 through 26. My presence shall perfume the most putrid wards and lighten the darkest dungeon where you can be thrust. Acts chapter 12, verse 7, Isaiah 57, verse 10. My holiness shall be a fountain of grace to you. John 1, verse 16, 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 4. I am the God of hope, Romans 15, verse 13. The God of love, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. The God of patience, Romans 15, verse 5. The author and finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12, verse 2. the God of all grace, 1 Peter 5, verse 10, and I will give grace to you, Psalm 84, verse 11. My design is to make you partakers of my holiness, Hebrews 12, verse 10. I will be a constant spring of spiritual life to you, Galatians 2, verse 20, John 14, verse 19, John 8, verse 12, John 10, verse 10. The water that I shall give you shall be in you as a well of water, springing up into everlasting life, John 4, verse 14. The seed of life that I shall put into you shall be so fed and cherished and maintained by my power that it shall be immortal. 1 John 3, verse 9, 1 Peter 1, verse 23, Colossians 2, verse 19. The unction that you shall receive from the Holy One shall abide in you and teach you all things necessary for you. And as it has taught you, you shall abide in Him. John 14, verses 16 through 17. 1 John 2, verses 20 and 27. Only keep the pipes open and apply the means which I have prescribed, and you shall flourish in the courts of your God. Proverbs 8, verse 34, Psalm 92, verse 13. Yes, I will satisfy your souls in drought and make your bones fat, and you shall be like a watered garden. Lo, I will be as the dew unto you, and you shall grow as the lily and cast forth your roots as Lebanon. Your branches shall spread, and your beauty shall be as the olive tree. Hosea 14, verses 5 through 6. You shall still bring forth fruit in an old age. You shall be fat and flourishing. My sovereignty shall be commanded by you. Genesis 32, verses 26 through 28. You shall be my favorites, men of power to prevail with me. Hosea 12, verse 4 and James 5, verses 17 through 18. All my attributes shall be at the command of your prayers. Isaiah 45, verse 11. In summary, my all-sufficiency shall be the lot of your inheritance. Genesis 17, verse 1, Lamentations 3, verse 24, Psalm 16, verses 5 through 6. My fullness is your treasure. Numbers 18, verse 20, Deuteronomy 10, verse 9. My house is your home. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 9. You may come as freely to my store as to your own cupboard. Ephesians 3, verse 12. You may have your hand as freely in my treasures as in your own purses. You cannot ask too much. You cannot look for too much from me. Ephesians 3, verse 20, Matthew 7, verse 8. I will give you, or will be myself to you instead of, all comforts. Genesis 15, verse 1, Psalm 84, verse 11. You shall have children, or I will be better to you than 10 children. Isaiah 56, verse 5. You shall have riches, or I will be more to you than all riches. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 10. You shall have friends, if best for you, or else I will be your comforter in your solitude. Isaiah 51, verse 3. John 14, verse 26. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4. Your counselor in your distress, Psalm 73, verse 24. If you leave father, mother, houses, or lands for my sake, you shall have a hundredfold in me, even in this time, Mark 10, verse 30. When your enemies shall remove your comforts, it shall be but as letting the cistern run and opening the fountain, or putting out the candles and letting in the sun. The swelling waters shall raise higher than the ark of your comfort. Romans 5, verse 3, Hebrews 10, verse 34, Acts 5, verse 41. I will be the staff of bread to you. your life and the strength of your days. Deuteronomy 30, verse 20, Isaiah 33, verse 16. I will be a house and a home to you. You shall dwell with me. Yes, dwell in me, and I in you. Deuteronomy 33, verse 12, John 14, verse 23, 1 John 3, verse 24. I will stand and fall with you. Psalm 37, verses 17 and 24, Psalm 54, verse 4, Isaiah 41, verse 10. I will repair your losses and relieve your needs. Philippians 4, verse 19, Mark 8, verse 35, Matthew 19, verses 27 through 29. Can you put out the lamp of heaven or empty the boundless ocean with your hands? Why, the sun shall be dark and the sea dry before the Father of lights. The fountain of mercies shall be exhausted. Behold, though the world has been spending upon the stock of my mercy ever since I created man upon earth, yet it runs with a full stream still. My sun diffuses its rays and disperses its light, and yet it shines as bright as ever. Much more can I dispense of my goodness and fill my creature's brim full and running over, and yet have nevertheless in myself. And until this self-sufficiency is spent, you shall never be undone. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Exodus 3, verse 6. And whatever I was to them, I will be to you. Are you in need? You know where to go. I am always at home. You shall not go away empty from my door. Never distract yourselves with cares and fears, but make known your requests by prayer and supplication to me. Philippians 4, verse 6. I will help when all others fail. Psalm 73, verse 26. Isaiah 63, verse 5. Psalm 102, verse 17. When friends and hearts fail, when your eye strings and heart strings crack, when your acquaintances and souls leave you, my bosom shall be open to you. Psalm 49, verse 15, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1, Luke 16, verse 22. I will lock up your dust and will receive your souls. And my infiniteness shall be the extent of your inheritance. Can you, by searching, find out God? Can you find out the Almighty to perfection? It is as high as heaven. What can you do? It is deeper than hell. What can you know? Job 11, verses 7 and 8. This incomprehensible height, this unfathomable depth, shall be all yours, forever yours. I am your inheritance, which no line can measure, no arithmetic can value, and no surveyor can describe. Ezekiel 44, verse 28, Ephesians 3, verse 8, 1 Timothy 6, verse 16, Psalm 145, verse 3. Lift up your eyes now to the ancient mountains, to the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills. All that you can see is yours. But your short sight cannot perceive half of what I give you. And when you see and know most, you are no less than infinitely short of the discovery of your own riches. Job 26, verse 14. Yes, further, I will be yours in all my personal relationships. I am the everlasting Father, and I will be a father to you. John 20, verse 17. I take you for my sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 18. Behold, I receive you not as servants, but as sons, to abide in my house forever. John 8, verses 35 through 36. Whatever love or care children may look for from their father, that you may expect from me. Matthew 6, verses 31 through 32. And so much more, since I am wiser, greater, and better than any earthly parents. If earthly fathers will give good things to their children, much more will I give to you. Luke 11, verse 13. If such cannot forget their children, much less will I forget you. Isaiah 49, verse 15. What would my children have? Well, your father's heart and your father's house, your father's care and your father's ear, your father's bread and your father's rod. All these shall be yours. You shall have my fatherly affection. My heart I share among you. My tenderest love I bestow upon you. 1 John 3, verse 1, Jeremiah 31, verse 3, Isaiah 54, verse 8. You shall have my fatherly compassion. As a father pities his children, so will I pity you. Psalm 103, verses 13 through 14. I will consider your frame, and be not extreme to mark what is done amiss by you, but will cover all with the mantle of my excusing love. Psalm 78, verse 39. You shall have my fatherly instruction. I will cause you to hear the sweet voice behind you, saying, this is the way. Isaiah 30, verse 21. I will be tender to your weaknesses and inculcate my admonitions, line upon line, and will feed you with milk when you cannot digest stronger food. Isaiah 28, verse 13, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 2. I will instruct you and guide you with my eyes. Psalm 32, verse 8. You shall have my fatherly protection. In my fear is strong confidence, and my children shall have a place of refuge. Proverbs 14, verse 26. My name shall be your strong tower, to which you may at all times fly and be safe. Proverbs 18, verse 10. To your stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Zechariah 9, verse 12. I am an open refuge, a near and inviolable refuge for you. Psalm 48, verse 3. Deuteronomy 4, verse 7. John 10, verse 29. You shall have my fatherly provision. Do not be afraid of need. In your father's house, there is bread enough. Psalm 34, verse 9, Luke 15, verse 17. I will care for your bodies. Do not worry about what you shall eat, drink, or what clothes to put on. Let it suffice you that your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34, Luke 12, verses 22 through 32. I will provide for your souls, food for them, mansions for them, and portions for them. John 6, verses 30 through 59, Lamentations 3, verse 23. Behold, I have spread the table of my gospel for you, with privileges and comforts that no man can take from you. Isaiah 25, verse 6, Matthew 22, verse 4, Proverbs 10, verse 2. I have set before you the bread of life, the tree of life, and the water of life. John 6, verse 48, Revelation 2, verse 7, and Revelation 22, verse 17. Eat, O friends. Drink abundantly, O beloved. But all of this is but a taste of what I have prepared. You must have but smiles and hints now, and be content with glimpses and glances here. But you shall be shortly taken up into your Father's bosom, and live forever in the fullest views of His glory. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. You shall have my fatherly correction. I will chasten you because I love you, so that you may not be condemned with the world. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 32, Proverbs 3, verses 11 through 12. My son I give unto you, in a marriage covenant, forever. Isaiah 9, verse 6, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. I make him over to you as wisdom for your illumination, righteousness for your justification, sanctification for curing your corruptions, and redemption for deliverance from your enemies. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. I bestow him upon you with all his fullness, all his merits, and all his graces. He shall be yours in all his offices. I have anointed him for a prophet. Are you ignorant? He shall teach you. He shall be eye salve to you. Isaiah 49, verse 6, Isaiah 42, verse 16, Revelation 3, verse 18. I have sent him to preach the gospel to the poor, and to recover sight for the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised. Luke 4, verse 18. I have established him by oath as a priest forever. Psalm 110, verse 4. If you sin, he shall be your advocate. He shall expiate your guilt and make the atonement. 1 John 2, verses 1 through 2. Zechariah 13, verse 1. Have you any sacrifice? Any service to offer? Bring it to him, and you shall receive an answer of peace. 2 Peter 2, verse 5, Hebrews 13, verse 15. Present your positions to me by him, for he will I accept. John 16, verses 23 through 24. Having such a high priest over the house of God, Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 22. You may come to me with boldness. You may come and be welcome. I have set him up as king upon my holy hill of Zion. He shall rule you and defend you. Isaiah 9, verses 6 through 7. He is the king of righteousness, the king of peace, and such a king he shall be to you. Hebrews 7, verse 2. Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Ephesians 2, verse 14. I will set up his standard for you. Isaiah 49, verse 22. I will set up his throne in you. Psalm 110, verse 2. He shall reign in righteousness and rule in judgment. And he shall be a hiding place from the wind, a covert from the tempest, and the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Isaiah 32, verses 1 through 2. He shall hear your causes. Judge your enemies. Isaiah 11, verses 3 through 5. And reign until he has put all under his feet. Psalm 110, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 25. Yes, and under your feet. For they shall be as ashes unto you, and you shall tread them, said the Lord of hosts. Malachi 4, verse 3. Yes, I will undo those who afflict you, and all those who despised you shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet. Isaiah 60, verse 14. Zephaniah 3, verse 19. And you shall go forth and behold the carcasses of the men who have trespassed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring to all flesh. Isaiah 66, verse 24. my spirit do I give to you as your counselor and comforter. John 16, verse 7, Romans 8, verse 14. He shall be a constant indweller with you, and shall reside in you, and abide with you forever. Ezekiel 36, verse 27, John 14, verses 16 through 17. I consecrate you as temples to his holiness. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 through 17, and 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. He shall be your guide. He shall lead you into all truth. Galatians 5, verse 18, John 16, verse 13. He shall be your advocate to indict your prayers and make intercession for you. And he shall fill your mouths with the arguments that he knows will prevail with me. Romans 8, verses 26 through 27. He shall be oil to your wheels, strength to your ankles, wine to your hearts, marrow to your bones, and wind to your sails. He shall witness your adoption, Romans 8, verse 16. He shall seal you up to the day of redemption and be to you the earnest of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Ephesians 4, verse 30, Ephesians 1, verses 13 through 14, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 22. By the way, for those of you who don't know what earnest means, it means down payment. And as I give you myself, so much more all things with myself. Romans 8, verse 32. Earth and heaven, life and death, things present and things to come. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 22. Things present are yours. Lo, I give you Caleb's blessing, the upper springs and the nether springs. I will bless you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1, verse 3. To you pertains the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the service of God, and the promises. Romans 9, verse 4. To you I will give the white stone and the new name. Revelation 2, verse 17. Access into my presence. Ephesians 3, verse 12. The acceptance of your person. Ephesians 1, verse 6. And audience to your prayers. 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. John 14, verse 27. I will undertake for your perseverance, keep you to the end, and will then crown my own gift with eternal life. Jeremiah 32, verse 40, John 10, verses 28 through 29, 1 Peter 1, verse 5, Philippians 1, verse 6. I have made you heirs of God and co-heirs with your Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall inherit all things. Romans 8, verse 17, Revelation 21, verse 7. I have granted you my angels as your guardians. The courtiers of heaven shall attend upon you. They shall be all ministering spirits for your good. Hebrews 1, verse 14. Behold, I have given them charge over you upon their fidelity to look after you, and as tender nurses to bear you in their arms and keep you from coming to any harm. Psalm 91, verses 11 through 12. These shall be as careful shepherds to watch over my flock by night and to encamp round about my fold. Psalm 34, verse 7. My ministers I give as your guides. Ephesians 4, verse 11. Paul, Apollos, Cephas are all yours. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 22. I am always with them, and they shall be with you always to the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 20. Ephesians 4, verse 13. You shall have pastors after my own heart. Jeremiah 3 verse 15, Jeremiah 23 verse 4. And this shall be my covenant with you, that my spirit which is upon you, and my words which I have put into your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, nor the mouth of your seed, nor of your seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Isaiah 59, verse 21. In short, all my officers shall be for profiting and perfecting you. Ephesians 4, verse 12. All my ordinances shall be for edifying and saving you. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 19 and Romans 1, verse 16. The very severities of my house, admonitions and censures, and the whole discipline of my family shall be for preventing your infection, curing your corruption, and procuring your salvation. 1 Corinthians 5, verses 5 through 7, Matthew 18, verse 15, James 5, verse 20. My word have I ordained for converting your souls, enlightening your eyes, rejoicing your hearts, cautioning you of danger, cleansing your defilements, and conforming you to my image. Psalm 19, verses 7 through 9, Ephesians 5, verse 26, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. To you I commit the oracles of God. Romans 3, verse 2. Here you shall be furnished against temptations. Matthew 4, verses 4 through 7, Ephesians 6, verse 17. Hence you shall be comforted under distresses and afflictions. Psalm 119, verses 92 through 93. Here you shall find my whole counsel. Acts 20, verse 27. This shall instruct you in your way, correct you in your wanderings, direct you into the truths to be believed, and detect to you the errors to be rejected. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, Psalm 119, verse 105. My sacraments, that is, baptism and the Lord's Supper, I give you as the pledges of my love. You shall freely claim them. They are children's bread. Lo, I have given them as seals to certify all that I have here promised you. Romans 4, verse 11. And when these sacred signs are delivered unto you, then know and remember and consider in your hearts that I therein pledge you my betrothal, set to my hand, and thereby ratify and confirm every article of these indentures, and do actually deliver into your own hands this glorious charter, with all its immunities and privileges as your own, forever. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25, and Genesis 17, verse 10. And since I have shown to you so largely in spiritual blessings, shall you not much more reap the temporal? Do not be of a doubtful mind. All these things shall be added unto you. Luke 12, verses 29 through 31. My creatures I grant for your servants and supplies. Psalm 8, verses 3 through 9. Heaven and earth shall minister to you. All the stars in their courses shall serve you, and, if need be, shall fight for you. Judges 5, verse 20. I will make my covenant for you with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven, and you shall be in league with the stones of the field, and all shall be at peace with you. Job 5, verse 23, Hosea 2, verse 18. I will undertake for all your necessities. Do I feed the fowls and clothe the grass, and do you think I will neglect my own children? Matthew 6, 25, verse 34. I hear the young ravens when they cry, And shall I not much more fulfill the desires of those who fear me? Psalm 145, verse 19. Psalm 147, verse 9. Fear not, you shall surely lack no good thing. Psalm 34, verse 10. If you would not desire riches, pleasures, or preferment to your harm, I will give food to those who fear me. I will be ever mindful of my covenant. Psalm 111, verse 5. My providences shall cooperate for your good. Romans 8, verse 28. The crosswinds shall blow you sooner and more swiftly to your harbor. You shall be preferred when you seem most debased, and be the greatest gainers when you seem to be the deepest losers. I will most effectually promote your good when you seem most to deny it. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, Mark 10, verses 29 through 30, and Philippians 1, verse 29. Things to come are yours, the perfecting of your souls, the redemption of your bodies, and the consummation of your bliss. When you have glorified me for a while on earth and finished the work I have given you to do, you shall be caught up into paradise and rest from your labors, and your works shall follow you. Revelation 14, verse 13. Luke 23, verse 43. I will send my own lifeguard to bring home your departing souls. Luke 16, verse 22. And will receive you among the spirits of just men made perfect. Hebrews 12, verse 23. And you shall look back upon Pharaoh and all his host, and see your enemies dead upon the shore. Then shall your redemption from all your afflictions and all your corruptions. Luke 21, verse 28. Ephesians 4, verse 30. The thorn in the flesh shall be pulled out, and the hour of temptation shall be over, and the tempter out of work forever. The sweat shall be wiped off your brows. The day of cooling and refreshing shall come, and you shall sit down forever under my shadow. Hebrews 4, verse 9. For the Lamb that is in the midst of the throne shall feed you and lead you to the living fountains of water. Revelation 7, verse 17. The tears shall be wiped away from your eyes, and there shall be no more sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away, and behold, I make all things new. Revelation 21, verses 4 through 5. I will change Mara into Naomi, the cup of sorrow into the cup of salvation, and the bread and water of affliction I will change into the wine of eternal consolation. John 16, verses 20 through 22, and Luke 6, verse 21. You shall take down your harps from the willows, and I will turn your tears into pearls, and your penitential psalms into songs of deliverance. You shall change your Ichabods into hosannas, and your exclamations of grief into hallelujahs of joy. Revelation 19, verses 1 through 6. The cross shall be taken off your backs, and you shall come out of your great tribulations and wash your robes, making them white in the blood of the Lamb. And you shall be before the throne of God and serve Him night and day in His temple. He who sits on the throne shall dwell among you, and you shall hunger and thirst no more. Neither shall the sun light upon you, nor any heat. Revelation 7, verses 14 through 16. The load shall be taken from your consciences. Sin and doubts shall no more defile or distress you. I will make an end of sin and will knock off the fetters of your corruptions. And then you shall be a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but holy and without blemish. Thus shall you be brought to the king, all glorious in clothing of needlework and clothing of gold. With gladness and rejoicing shall you be brought, and enter into the king's palace. Psalm 45, verses 9 and 13 through 15. So shall the beloved of the Lord dwell safely by him, and you shall stand continually before him, beholding the beauty of the Lord and hearing his wisdom. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. Then will I open in you an everlasting spring of joy, and you shall break forth into singing. You shall never cease nor rest, day or night, saying, Holy, holy, holy. Revelation 4, verse 8, Psalm 16, verse 11. Thus shall the grand enemy expire with your breath, and the body of death be put off with your dying body. The day of your death shall be the birthday of your glories. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 8, Philippians 1, verse 23, Luke 23, verse 43. Have faith in God, Mark 11, verse 22. Wait but a little, and sorrow shall cease, and sin be no more. And then a little longer, and death shall be no more. Revelation 20, verse 14, Revelation 21, verse 4. Your last enemy shall be destroyed, and your victory completed. Yet a little while, and he who shall come will come, and you also shall appear with him in glory. Hebrews 10, verse 37, Colossians 3, verse 4. This same Jesus, who was taken from you into heaven, shall so come as he went up into heaven. Acts 1, verse 11. And when he comes, he will receive you to himself, that where he is there you may be also. John 14, verse 3. Behold his sign. He comes in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and every eye shall see him, and all the tribes of the earth shall mourn because of him. Revelation 1, verse 7, Matthew 24, verse 30. But you shall lift up your heads, because the day of your redemption draws near. Luke 21, verse 28. Then he shall sound his trumpet. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, and 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. And make you to hear his voice in your dust. John 5, verse 28. And shall send his mighty angels to gather you from the four winds of heaven. Matthew 24, verse 31. Who shall carry you in the triumphant chariot of the clouds to meet your Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. And you shall be prepared for him and presented to him as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21, verse 2. And as you have borne the image of the earthly, so you shall bear the image of the heavenly, and you shall be fully conformed, both in body and spirit, to your glorious head. Philippians 3, verse 21, Hebrews 12, verses 2 through 3. Then shall he confess you before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 5. And you shall receive your open absolution before all flesh, and be owned, approved, and applauded in the public audience of the General Assembly. Matthew 10, verse 32, and Matthew 25, verses 32 through 36. And you shall be with all royal solemnities, married unto the King of Glory in the presence of all his shining courtiers. Revelation 19, verses 7 through 8. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 14. Matthew 25, verse 31. To the envy, gnashing, and terror of your adversaries. Luke 13, verse 28. So shall your Lord with his own hand crown you. Revelation 2, verse 10. And set you on thrones. Revelation 3, verse 21. Matthew 19, verse 28. And you shall judge man and angels. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 2 through 3. And you shall have power over the nations. Revelation 2, verses 26 through 27. And you shall set your feet upon the necks of your enemies. Psalm 49, verse 14. Lo, I have set the very day for your installment. Acts 17, verse 31. I have provided your crowns, 2 Timothy 4, verse 8, and have prepared the kingdom, Matthew 25, verse 34. Why do you doubt, O you of little faith? These are the true sayings of your God, Revelation 19, verse 9. Are you sure that you are now on earth? So surely shall you be shortly with me in heaven. Are you sure that you shall die? So surely shall you rise again in glory. Lo, I have said it, and who shall reverse it? You shall see me face to face. Be with me where I am, and behold my glory. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, John 17, verse 24. For I will be glorified in my saints, and admired by all those who believe. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 10. And all flesh shall know that I have loved you. Revelation 3, verse 9. For I will make you the examples of my grace. Ephesians 1, verses 5 through 6, and Ephesians 2, verse 7. In whom the whole world shall see how unutterably the Almighty God can advance the poor worm's food and dust of the ground. And the despisers shall behold and wonder and perish. Acts 13, verse 41. For they shall be witnesses to the riches of my magnificence and the exceeding greatness of my power. Luke 16, verse 23. They shall go away into everlasting punishment, but you into life eternal. Matthew 25, verse 46. For no sooner shall their doom be passed, but the bench shall rise. Matthew 25, verses 41 and 46. And the judge shall return with all his glorious train. With sound of trumpet and incredible shouts, he shall ascend and shall lead you to your Father's house. Psalm 45, verses 14 through 15, Matthew 25, verse 23, John 14, verse 2, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. Then shall the triumphal arches lift up their heads, and the everlasting gates shall open. The heavens shall receive you all, and so shall you ever be with the Lord. John 12, verse 26, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. And then I will rejoice over you with singing, and you will rest in my love. Heaven shall ring with joys and acclamations, because I have received you safe and sound. Luke 15, verses 20 through 27. And in that day you shall know that I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And that I recorded your words. Matthew 3, verse 16. Bottled your tears. Watched your wanderings, Psalm 56, verse 8, and kept an account, even to a cup of cold water, of whatever you said or did for my name's sake, Matthew 10, verse 42. You shall surely find that nothing is lost, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, but you shall have full measure, pressed down and running over, thousands of years in paradise for the least good thought, and thousands more for the least good word. And then the reckoning shall begin again, until all arithmetic is exhausted. For you shall be swallowed up in a blessed eternity. The doors of heaven shall be shut upon you, and there shall be no more going out. Daniel 12, verses 2 through 3, Revelation 3, verse 12, Luke 16, verse 26. The glorious choir of my holy angels, the goodly fellowship of my blessed prophets, the happy society of triumphant apostles, the royal hosts of victorious martyrs. These shall be your companions forever. Matthew 8, verses 11 through 12. Hebrews 12, verses 22 through 23. And you shall come in white robes, with palms in your hands, everyone having the harps of God and golden vials full of odors, and shall cast your crowns before me, and strike in with the multitude of the heavenly hosts, glorifying God and saying, Hallelujah! The Lord God, omnipotent, reigns. Revelation 7, verses 9 through 12, and Revelation 19, verses 5 through 6. Blessing, honor, glory, and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Revelation 5, verse 13. In short, I will make you equal to the angels of God, and you shall be the everlasting trumpets of my praise. Revelation 7, verses 10 through 12 and 15. You shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of my house, and I will make your drink of the rivers of my pleasures. Psalm 36, verse 8. You shall be an eternal excellency. Isaiah 60, verse 15. And if God can die and eternity run out, then and not else shall your joys expire. For you shall see me as I am. 1 John 3, verse 2. And know me as you are known. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. And you shall behold my face in righteousness, and be satisfied with my likeness. Psalm 17, verse 15. And you shall be the vessels of my glory, whose blessed use shall be to receive the overflowings of my goodness, and to have my infinite love and glory poured out into you to the brim, running over forevermore. Romans 9, verse 23, 2 Timothy 2, verse 20, Revelation 22, verse 1. And blessed is he who has believed, for there shall be a performance of the things that have been told him. Luke 1, verse 45. The Lord has spoken it. You shall see my face, and my name shall be written on your foreheads. You shall no longer need the sun nor the moon, for the Lord God shall give you light, and you shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 22, verses 3 through 5. And as I give myself to you as your God, and all things with myself, so I take you for my covenant people. Hebrews 8, verse 10, Isaiah 43, verse 1. And you shall be mine in the day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare you as a man spares his own son who serves him. Malachi 3, verse 17. The Lord shall declare, surely they are my children. Psalm 87, verse 6. I do not only require you to be mine, if you would have me to be for you, but I promise to make you mine. Leviticus 20, verse 26, Ezekiel 36, verse 28. And to work in you the conditions which I require of you. I will circumcise your hearts to love me. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. I will take the heart of stone out of you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. And my laws I will write within you. Jeremiah 31, verse 33. Yet you must know that I will be sought for all these things. Ezekiel 36, verse 37. And if ever you expect to partake of these mercies, I charge you to lie in the pool, wait for my spirit, and be diligent in the use of the means. Proverbs 2, verses 3 through 5, Proverbs 8, verse 34, Luke 11, verse 13. The terms I propose to you are not rigorous. I shall not stand upon satisfaction at your hands. I have received a ransom, and do only propose him for your acceptance. Believe in him with a loving and obedient heart, perfecting holiness in my fear. I shall not insist upon perfection. 1 John 1, verses 8 through 9. Walk before me and be upright, and sincerity shall carry the crown. Proverbs 11, verse 20, Genesis 17, verse 1, Psalm 97, verse 11. Yes, both the faith and obedience that I require of you are my own gifts. Ephesians 2, verse 8. I require you to accept my Son by believing, but I will give you a hand to take him. Philippians 1, verse 29, and John 6, verse 65. And to submit to and obey him. But I must and will guide your hand to write after him and cause you to walk in my statutes. Ezekiel 36, verse 27. I will take you by the arms and teach you to go. Hosea 11, verses 3 through 4. I will order your steps. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 31. Yes, those things I will accept from you as the conditions of life, which, viewed in the strictness of my justice, would deserve eternal death. Ephesians 3, verse 8, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 10, Hebrews 5, verses 5 and 9, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 20. Grace, grace. The voice of the redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. Be it to your servants according to your word. But who are we, and what is our Father's house that you have brought us here? And now, O Lord God, what shall your servants say unto you? For we are silenced with wonder, and must sit down in astonishment, for we cannot utter the least note of your praises. What does the height of this surpassing love mean? And why is this unto us, that the Lord of heaven and earth should condescend to enter into covenant with his dust, and take into his bosom the viperous brood that has so often spit their venom in his face? We are not worthy to be as the handmaids, to wash the feet of the servants of our Lord. How much less worthy are we to be your sons and heirs, and to be made partakers of all those blessed liberties and privileges which you have settled upon us? But, for your goodness' sake, and according to your own heart, you have done all these great things. Even so, Father, because it seemed good in your sight. Wherefore, you are great, O God, for there is none like you, neither is there any God besides you. And what nation on earth is like your people, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make himself a name, and to do for them great and terrible things? For you have confirmed them to yourself, to be a people unto you forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. 2 Samuel 7, verses 18 through 29. Wonder, O heavens, and be moved, O earth, at this great thing. Revelation 21, verse 4. For behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and shall be their God. Be astonished and ravaged with wonder, for the infinite breach is made up. The offender is received. God and man are reconciled. A covenant of peace is entered, and heaven and earth are agreed upon the terms, and have struck their hands and sealed the indentures. Oh, happy conclusion! Oh, blessed affiliation! Shall the stars dwell with the dust, or the wide, distant poles be brought to mutual embraces? But here, the distance of the terms is infinitely greater. Rejoice, O angels! Shout, O seraphim! O, all you friends of the bridegroom, prepare a wedding song! Be ready with the marriage song! Lo, here is the wonder of wonders! Jehovah has betrothed himself forever to his hopeless captives, owns the marriage before all the world, and has become one with us, and we with him. He has bequeathed to us the precious things of heaven above, and the precious things of the earth beneath, with the fullness thereof, and has kept nothing back from us. And now, O Lord, you are that God, and your words are true. You have promised this goodness unto your servants, and has left us nothing to ask at your hands, but what you have already freely granted. All we ask is this, the word which you have spoken concerning your servants, establish it forever. Do as you have said, and let your name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts, he is the God of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah.